Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, baby. The sound of Friday, here it comes. Woo! It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nope. Bang it hard. Oh, yeah. Happy, happy weekend, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're just blessed. We are blessed, and lots of gratitude, and thank you. Without your support, we wouldn't be around. We'd be selling shoes at the mall, and, you know, malls won't be around much longer either.
Ooh, so. We'd be in trouble then, wouldn't we?
Yes. Mm. Yes, we would. All right, top story of the day, the J6 pipe bomber arrest. J6, remember that? Yeah, it was 5 years ago. 5 years.
Wow, that doesn't seem possible.
5 years. 5 years, and they finally got their guy.
Huh.
Or did they? I'll give you my take momentarily. And, yeah, but this is 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr. of Virginia. He happens to be a person of color.
No, I don't think so. I heard otherwise.
Yeah, who was it to mess? Oh, Jake Tapper. Yeah, screwed that up. What an idiot. Yeah. He misidentified the suspect as a 30-year-old white man, right? Just before airing photos revealing him to be black. It's like a 30-year-old white man, and then all of a sudden the photo pops up in the background. Like,
that's like a funny meme, you know?
Yeah.
That they would be making fun of somebody that really wouldn't be that stupid.
Tapper so badly wanted him to be a right-wing, Trump-loving, white, hillbilly, redneck, Bible-toting, shotgun-owning.
Didn't work out that way.
No.
30-year-old dude living in his parents' basement.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so federal authorities arrested 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr. of Virginia Thursday morning after nearly 5-year-long investigation, millions of pieces of data. And Jeanine Pirro, you know, the judge, she was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and she talked about it a little bit. And she said he was very low-key. He was always wearing his headphones. He would take his dog out. He'd go to the 7-Eleven, very low-key. Dad owns a bail bond company. Apparently, he would work there for what sounded like just like a few hours a day. It didn't sound like he was, you know, really full-time. And they found, cell phone pings that connected with the defendant walking along the area with the video that we had. And that was some of the surveillance video that they had. And, you know, they did some, you know, extensive work.
His car was in the area. I mean, there's lots of the things he bought at Home Depot. There's a lot of evidence there.
All right. Here's my take on it, okay? And you're going to hear all kinds of chatter on this stuff. I don't think he's the guy. I definitely think he's involved. I definitely think he's the guy that made the bombs.
Okay.
I don't think he's the guy that dropped him off. I don't think that's him in the video. That's just a sneaking suspicion I have. I think that who was in the video is possibly the female police officer that worked for the Capitol Police.
Right.
And then right after this occurrence, she somehow made her way to a new job at the CIA. This, to me, could be, okay, this guy was a patsy. Mm-hmm. He was a patsy. Think about it. I mean, this is the guy, they reeled him in via the internet, because that's what the kid does. You know, he plays on the internet, makes right. bombs. They reeled him in, and they used him. And they're not going to give up one of their own. The CIA is not going to go, yeah, you guys got us.
Caught us this
Here's
time.
Here's a woman. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. And some of this is based on, you know, what was uncovered by the Blaze. And right. Glenn Beck, who's, you know, of course, on the air after I am at 10. And I was interested. I tuned in. I didn't hear the whole show yesterday, but I tuned in, and I thought for sure that they would be all over this. Now, remember, it broke pretty early on.
We heard it like at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So he goes on the air in some markets at 9, so he might not have had time and his people to really put together what was going on. So perhaps today you might want to check that out.
I heard no reference at all. Now, I didn't listen to the whole show. I was in and out, but...
Mm-hmm. I think he was really big on the Somalian thievery that was going on mm-hmm. in Minnesota.
So they were already prepped and all
that.
It was
all over that. Yeah, so he had a show prepared. But we could change. We can change things up on the fly here because it's what we do, you know. And breaking news. What is our statement? Something like, and breaking news changes everything, or something like that. We'll slam on the brakes for breaking news.
That would make sense, yeah.
We'll break hard for news. It's in there.
It's in there.
So that's my take. This guy was definitely involved. And here's the cell phone ping thing.
Yeah.
The woman, theoretical woman,
yes.
took his cell phone while there. And he's the transportation.
Right.
He's the Virginia man that was referenced but not named.
Okay.
In the earlier stuff from the Blaze. He's mm-hmm. the Virginia man that they didn't seem to know much about. I can tell you what happened there. When the Blaze people were going to go public with this, somebody stepped in. They knew they should run it by somebody and said, whatever you guys want to do, but don't mention the Virginia guy.
Really?
That's what I think.
Okay.
What I think. It's based on some, you know, information that's been investigated and looked into.
Right.
I don't know how much, not corroborated. And it's just my gut feeling as well. This guy's, he's kind of a loner. He's not like a traveler type guy that I understand. You know what I mean? He goes to the local store, lives with his parents, you know. He doesn't have outside friends, really. I don't see him as being really proactive with going down there and, you know, placing those mm-hmm. those devices.
So do you think he's like a Lee Harvey Oswald? He was used by someone, and they put him in the positions they wanted him to be in. Maybe he was something involved, maybe not.
I think that he was reeled in. He was working alongside this CIA person, of course, handled by somebody of even higher level. And, that was the deal, that if the stuff hits the fan, mm-hmm. that he's going to be the guy. It's going to end up being him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if
it turns
out to be correct.
Hey, it's as good as anything else that's been out there for the last 5 years.
Well, and you know what a lot of this comes from? A huge mistrust of the government that has developed over the last 10 years.
Oh, I get that.
I mean, they're capable of anything, and they're capable of lying and covering up anything.
Uh-huh.
Let's be honest.
We've seen it.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart, just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Time to go hot rodding for heroes. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hot rodding for heroes this weekend. In fact, it's Saturday from 10 to 2. This is going to be at the High Springs Brewery. $25 to get your car or motorcycle registered for this. The show starts at 10. They'll have all kinds of awards, benefits, toys for tots. So this is going to be a great time for everybody. They always do an excellent job, and the turnout is always great. Lots of cool cars. So there you go. Hot Rodding for Heroes car show, Saturday, High Springs Brewery, 10 to 2. And enjoy, my friends.
That'll give you something to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cooler temperatures coming our way, though, I guess.
Yeah,
it's going to cool off a little bit. Small chance of rain. But don't let that keep you away, because it is very, very small chance. So, all right. We were talking about the January 6th bombing, bomber, alleged bomber, whatever, arrest. Okay? Brian Cole Jr. Happens to be black, 30 years old, lives in Virginia. I don't care what color he is. Doesn't matter to me.
No.
But apparently, when somebody like Jake Tapper goes on the air and calls him a white guy, 30 years old, and then about 3 seconds later, the photo pops up in the background, and he's stunned. I was like, what's wrong with you people?
How does that even happen? If you weren't so concerned about race, you wouldn't make stupid mistakes like that.
Yeah, I'm tired of trying to, like, understand or rationalize how these completely
irrational
Trump deranged weirdos, how they think. So I've just given up on that.
I
do believe this is a conspiracy, and there's several reasons why. First of all, the whole January 6th thing was a conspiracy involving, I believe, the FBI and the CIA. Why don't we have the chatter about the fact that many testified that there were only a few agents that were around, like two FBI agents? Then it comes out there were like over 120.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different.
Well, but Bob, remember we heard they were there for crowd control.
Yeah.
That's what you bring in for crowd control?
No, FBI doesn't do crowd control.
No,
they know. We know. They just really think that people are stupid. And we've got people in Washington they're supposed to be representing. Mm-hmm. And I said this so long ago. We're never really going to run this country properly as long as the intelligence services are running it, because politicians are afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what it boils down to. So, you know, even when you see somebody like Judge Jeanine Pirro, I'm probably one of the toughest people you'll ever meet. I don't think she's afraid of much. But I can tell you, even she was very hesitant on some of the questions that were asked by Laura last night on the Ingram Angle on Fox News Channel. And you could tell. You could tell there was a level of uncomfortableness.
Hmm.
Now, we've seen her, you know, as part of the five, and she's not afraid of anything. But she is treading carefully and slowly. Now, some would say, well, yeah, of course, because, you know, they want to build up the case. They don't want to, you know, pollute the case, whatever. Mm-hmm. No. I'm telling you, no. And the whole thing, J6, was a conspiracy. The whole thing was to drum up this activity, try to get everybody all riled up to create this chaos, and then blame Trump for it. Okay? That was the deal. And remember, Tucker put out the actual videotapes, and, you know, 99% of it, there was nothing going on. There was no issue. There was no violence inside the Capitol. There just wasn't.
A lot of creative editing happened before he let that out.
A lot.
A whole lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like if it was, you know, they were making a movie, you know, hours and hours and hours scrap film are on the floor, and, you know, Cherry picked about 4 minutes.
Well, they did bring in a TV producer to produce all that stuff.
That's another.
They knew what they were doing.
Another great point. So, and here's another reason why I think this is all part of a larger conspiracy, because why did the case sit for 4 years? Look, they specifically, it was about a year, I think, afterwards, that they finally, you know, took the FBI off of looking for the bomber. Really? I mean, you know, if somebody was assigned, it was a secondary, third duty, you know what I mean, on the back burner. They knew that. There was dust on the files, folks. Yeah. They were not actively pursuing it. And I love it when these lefty Democrats come out and they're going to try to twist and turn this. I already heard one of these bozos say, oh, well, you know what? I think it was Mark Warner, too, that he's really become a complete idiot and a nincompoop and a sycophant for the Democrat left weirdo Marxist Party. He really has. That guy's an idiot. And he comes out and tries to twist it up and says, well, maybe if, you know, the Trump people didn't come in and fire the heads of FBI, you know, field offices, that they would, you know, have had the resources, you know, sooner. But it's like, you jackaloney.
Yeah, you had it for years.
We just told you.
Yeah.
You had it for 4 years. He knows that.
Yes, he does.
Why are they saying these stupid things? They're idiots. So, yeah, when they put it on the back burner, it means they didn't want to find out who the bomber was. Yep. They thought enough time passed. Okay, we got away with that one. Let's just let it go. That's exactly what happened. I'm telling you right now. Yep. Hopefully this thing will get completely unraveled, but let's not hold our breath either, right?
No.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Friday. And you can listen to the show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Or just tell your smart speaker. Play 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day it's shaping up to be. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:38, and your top story, alleged J6 pipe bomber caught, 30-year-old male living in Virginia, basically in his parents' basement. Dad has a bail bond company. Kid would work, I guess, a few hours. I call him a kid because, you know, not a man. You're still at home with
just because you're 30, yeah.
Didn't have a lot of friends. Real loner.
Failure to launch, they used to call
it. I believe that they definitely have somebody involved. I believe he was the pipe bomb maker. They found evidence of those kinds of things in his room, I guess, in his home. But I don't think he's the only one. I really don't.
Right.
And we'll dig into that further coming up. But there's other stuff going on as well, which is parade time in the city of Gainesville. More than 100 floats, dance troops, marching bands, community groups will be traveling along University Avenue tomorrow. So you want to be aware for traffic reasons. You also want to be aware because you might want to go and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a very merry Gainesville holiday parade. It starts at noon at the intersection of West University and West 6th Street. All right. So bring the kids, of course, and enjoy. It's going to be a fun time. A New Mexico man has been sentenced to approximately 10 months in prison for threatening President Donald Trump's life on social media, posting his threats on TikTok, X, and Facebook, which sparked a Secret Service and FBI investigation. This guy, 38-year-old Tyler Levesque of Albuquerque, made a series of social media posts and threats. First, he took to TikTok, etc. Well, you get the deal. All right. So, 10 months for threatening a president. I guess they separate between the nature of the threat and the ability to follow through. Hmm. Probably very limited, maybe, on the ability to follow through, but yeah. Still the threat.
Can't do that.
No, you can't do that, and you need to be punished. So that's what we have. That's what we have on that. FBI investigators contacted him back on January 6th at his Albuquerque home and discovered that he was in the process of obtaining a gun from a local firearms dealer.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. The 38-year-old argued that his online diatribes were constitutionally protected. Law enforcement had a little splaining to do to him. Yeah. And that he crossed the line into violent threats, which are not protected under the First Amendment. So this guy could have been a serious threat, and 10 months is a pretty light sentence. We need to send a message.
Yeah.
That this violent rhetoric and death threat type stuff is not going to be tolerated. All right. It's 6:41 on the Bob Rose Show. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Ocala. Bill, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Happy Friday. Hey, man, I've been watching this show on Netflix called Homeland. And it's all about, like, terrorists and CIA and all that stuff and how they set people up and, you know, use them and then want to kill them. And it's crazy, man. It's crazy show. But if you get a chance, check it out. It's called Homeland on Netflix.
Well, come on. If you know anything about me, Ocala Bill, you know I saw it. I saw it when it came out. I saw it again. It was awesome. It's an awesome series. And I really do believe it paints a very highly accurate picture of what goes on in the intel world. I think it's very, very accurate. Well, based on input from, you know, other people and maybe maybe just my own imagination. But, yeah. Did you ever see it, Greg?
No, I did not.
What?
I know. I'm familiar with
it. It should be required watching, you know?
It probably should, because I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah. And it's just, it's great. I mean, it's very well done, very well acted. So, yeah, I highly recommend that. I think it's on the Netflix now.
Gotcha.
Okay. You pick it up. Homeland. All right?
Take a look.
Next time.
Yeah.
Talk to you on Monday. I expect your homework to be...
and I will have watched the whole stinking thing by Monday.
Sometimes.
Oh, well, that's what we do.
We've both been guilty of a little binging.
Oh, that's the only way we do it. Seriously. We very rarely watch one episode of something.
It is binge-worthy for sure.
Good to know.
Yes. And it does. It kind of gives you some insight. And look, I mean, we've been around the block, okay? We're not naive anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't think in the same terms that some of these people think, like, because, I don't know, we have care and concern for fellow humans. We have some sort of maybe moral and ethical guidelines. We try to stay, you know, between the ditches, so to speak.
Yeah.
And these people are different. Okay? They're just different. Doesn't mean all of them are bad. I believe some of them are very patriotic in nature, in fact. But I think they're just a different breed. Think differently.
Yes. They will do things that you would not think about actually doing. And even with a good intent.
Oh, and they're very good at making other people do things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We got a ton of stuff to get to, including half-staff order from Trump. I'll explain quickly. Coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. Here comes the weekend, 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Supreme Court is permitting Texas to utilize that redistrict congressional map that, of course, the Democrats are all up in arms about. But it looks like SCOTUS is saying, you know, we're going to allow this. They say that the district court improperly inserted itself into an active primary campaign, causing much confusion and upsetting the delicate federal-state balance in elections. All right, the majority opinion in the three-judge panel that temporarily blocked the redistricting plan was written by District Court Judge Jeffrey Vincent Brown. All right, so here's what we've got. The Supreme Court has revived the redistrict Texas congressional map, and this map is important because it could potentially add up to 5 Republican U.S. House seats and allow its use for this upcoming midterm. Very, very, very important ruling. I don't know that this is the absolute final ruling on this. But this is where it's at legally for now.
Folks love them in appeal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that when the full court.
Yeah.
Because I got information that like it wasn't the full court. Like this was sort of a quick action kind of thing.
Right.
So I have to find out more on that. But for right now, it looks good in Texas. Yeah. If you want the Republicans to gain some seats, which, you know, it's going to be a dogfight, of course, always is, midterm, and the Republicans need to keep the majority, or, you know, the Trump agenda will be stymied.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We don't want that. Oh, yeah, let me make sure I cover this. This is very important. President Donald Trump has ordered that American flags across the nation and U.S. territories around the globe be flown at half-staff in honor of fallen National Guardswoman Sarah Beckstrom, who was callously shot blocks away from the White House on Thanksgiving Eve. He issued the proclamation yesterday morning, and shortly after, the flags in the White House grounds were lowered to half-staff. His proclamation directs flags to be flown at half-staff. All public buildings, grounds, military posts, naval stations, naval vessels, federal government, District of Columbia, throughout the U.S., etc. And I also direct that the flag shall be flown at half-staff for the same length of time at all United States embassies, consular offices, and other facilities abroad. And he emphasized the act as a mark of respect for the memory of Specialist Sarah Beckstrom. And authorities have identified the gunman who shot 20-year-old Beckstrom and 24-year-old National Guardsman Andrew Wolf, both from West Virginia, near the Farragut West Metro Station, blocks northwest, just blocks northwest of the White House on November 26th. And Trump, of course, made special mention of her during the cabinet meeting, said that Beckstrom was an incredible person, highly respected, top of her class. She was like a perfect human being, 20 years old, just started. She was like a baby. She loves her parents. It was a touching moment, which, I mean, how could it mm-hmm. not be? So, yeah, tragic event. Positive note, President of Republic of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, and the President of the Democratic Republic of Congo thanked President Donald Trump and his administration Thursday for brokering a historic peace deal between their nations. Both leaders expressed their gratitude shortly before signing the Washington Accords at the U.S. Institute of Peace, recently renamed the Donald J. Trump Institute of Peace. I like it.
Did that make headlines, I think, in the mainstream media? Because they kind of make him a warmonger, you know. authoritarian kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. How could that be? Maybe they missed that. Institute of Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that, you know, they keep, you know, talking about how evil the administration is, blowing up innocent people in the water. And, you know, maybe they're a narco terrorist, but, you know, just a guy in the water.
Well, you know, maybe they didn't have an answer for this, that it's named after him and he continues to create peace. Uh-huh. They don't have an answer for that, and that's why you just hear crickets. And sometimes the Democrats, I mean, strategically, are far better off pretending like something didn't happen than to actually answer back, because it makes them look even dumber than they already are. I mean, the example is, look, our top headline is they've caught the alleged J6 pipe bomber, a 30-year-old male out of Virginia. And you already had Democrats complaining and trying to blame Trump for the timeline of taking 5 years. He hasn't even been the president for an entire year.
Amazing.
They had it for 4 full years, the Biden administration, four full years. I don't remember any hearings where they called in the FBI and said, hey, what's taking so long on finding this pipe bomber? Do you remember?
I think we missed that,
because
too.
There wasn't any.
That would explain it.
Under the Biden administration. Look, they said the files literally, like, had dust all over them.
Isn't that crazy?
When they got to them. Yeah. No, they already made it a cold case. They put it on ice. The Biden administration did. And then they try to twist things around somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And because it irritates them once again, because, yes, the Trump administration, Cash Patel, Bongino, they can all take a victory lap. The only problem I see with that is I don't think that this guy acted alone. I really, really don't. And if they say that he did, then I think that that the CIA had further involvement in the January 6th events. That's my take on it. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. you focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.